Now, Kumar Vishwanathan is originally from southern India. He was leading a quiet life as a teacher in a provincial Czech town when in 1997 disastrous floods swept through the eastern part of the Czech Republic and changed his life forever. Quite spontaneously, he decided to help Romani families who had lost their homes in the industrial city of Ostrava near the Polish border. He thought he would stay for a few weeks. 8 years later, along with his wife and small son, he's still there, working untiringly to build bridges between Roma and non-Roma communities. It was an acknowledgement of his work in Ostrava to combat social injustice that the American ambassador in Prague presented him on Friday with the second Alice Masaryk Award to mark Human Rights Day. David Vaughan reports.
I feel honored to give this year's award to Sri Kumar Vishwanathan.
There was a huge cheer of support from Kumar's many friends, both Roma and non-Roma, who had made the long journey from Ostrava to Prague as the ambassador announced the award. Among them was Renata Gažijová, whose family was one of many made homeless by the 1997
floods.
She tells me how she became desperate after being moved to 5 different temporary flats. At the time, the local authority was reluctant to rehouse what they saw as problem gypsy families. Kumar remembers the atmosphere of the time.
The basic thing is that 27 Roma families were, nobody wanted them, and everybody signed petitions against them, and they were considered to be almost evil. And I just came to the conclusion that maybe it was necessary to, for somebody to be calm and cool kind of person, to be a calm person, to be there to ease the tensions and to start working to help the people.
Kumar began to work painstakingly, talking with the homeless Romani families whose lives he was literally sharing as he moved into temporary housing with them, and also trying to communicate with often deeply suspicious local officials. His commitment had a snowball effect as other people, both Roma and non-Roma, joined in, and gradually the work began to bear fruit. The climax was a unique housing project known as the Vesnička Soužití, or Coexistence Village.
It was an idea which was born out of this frustration that flats are not there. Mm-hmm. And the Roma said, we can build our own flats. Mm-hmm. And that is the idea. Okay. And then they said, but we won't, even if it's the best kind of flat, we don't want to live alone. We would like to live with the majority. We would like to live with the white families. Okay. So we sought poor white families who are interested to go into this project, who have nowhere to live and who are hit by the floods themselves. Sure. And the poor white families are also extremely marginalized. And then they started working on this.
No, žije se tam dobře. Žijeme tam 10 romských, 10 smíšených a 10 neromských.
Life is good there. There are 10 Roma, 10 mixed and 10 non-Roma families. In the 3 years we've been there, I've never known us to have any conflicts. It's super.
The basic significance is that Czechs and Roma can build something together. Something of not just great beauty, but also great value. They can live together, having lost everything before in the floods. They build the houses themselves. They took part in the construction. Today they take part in maintaining. They take part in managing things to some extent. And I think it's just a proof that Czechs and Roma can live together. The fundamental problem in the coexistence village is not Czech-Roma coexistence, but economic. People don't have work because it's Ostrava. And I think that is a fundamental problem that the people there in the village have.
The village may sound like a dream come true, but as Kumar hints, the reality is a great deal more tough. Unemployment levels among Roma in Ostrava are probably well over 50%. Many still feel isolated and alienated. But by now, Kumar is supported by more than 40 fellow full-time workers who are confronting problems as diverse as the tensions of many Roma with the police and the disproportionately high number of Roma children sent to orphanages.
Sometimes you have to say, hey, this is wrong. You shouldn't do it, and there is no time to waste. You have to do now something, and you have to put yourself between the brute force and the victim at whom it is directed. I feel that sometimes you have to do it like this, but generally it's a question of mediation, getting people to understand each other, different points of view. I think that is the fundamental approach that I'm for.
Kumar dělá strašnou dobrou věc pro Romy a neromy, jo.
What Kumar is doing is great for Roma and non-Roma. He's fighting for Roma to gain their rightful place alongside
Czechs.
That report by David Vaughan.